This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited. Our guest today joining us on the phone is Jake Fox. You know him from Major League Baseball, Chicago Cubs, Oakland Athletics, Baltimore Orioles, but also he's an entrepreneur. So, Jake, thanks for joining us today.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. I'm excited. Getting all this started has been great. It's been very difficult, as most people know, but you keep pushing through and you keep believing, and you believe in what you're doing, and hopefully things will work out.
What's a transition like, or what would you say to someone who's still playing? Because you're still coaching. What do you say to them? Like, was anything surprising or unexpected that came out of that as you were making the transition?
Well, I believe, and I'm going to just be completely level with you, I believe that every baseball player, especially professionally, when they're done playing, go through some form of depression. Because it's players that you, it's something you've worked for your entire life. I mean, you think about little kids right now playing who are, my son's playing machine pitch right now, he's six. Mm. You know, you think about kids playing since they're 6 years old, and then being, I don't even know when most kids find their way out, when most guys find their way out of the game, but when I finally finished playing, I was 34, 35 years old. Mm. So think about that from the time I was 6 years old or 10 years old, and this was a dream, every kid's dream that's playing Little League Baseball. Heck, I don't know if you're watching the Little League World Series right now, but it's fun watching these kids play, how much fun they're having and how much they're invested in playing baseball. And so when it finally does finish, and you think, well, now what? You know, now what do I do? Because so much of these kids' lives is so focused on playing at the highest level they can play at, whether it's college, whether it's professional, and that's everything they put their time and energy into. Now, for me, along the way, and this is good credit to my parents, they gave me a lot of direction, a lot of perspective. They always pushed me to get my college degree and get my education. And so when I was done playing, I always knew I had something to fall back on. But a lot of these kids that are playing don't have anything to fall back on. They never finished college. Some of them never even went to college.
Right.
I'm dealing with a lot of young Latin kids who may not have ever finished high school. They got signed when they were 15 years old.
Wow.
May not have ever finished high school. So I'm dealing with a lot of these kids who really have nothing else to fall back on, and putting all their eggs into one basket, and are really, really chasing the dream, and they're giving everything they have to chasing the dream. So back to the original question, I would think one of the most difficult things I had to go through was seeing a different side of me that wasn't a baseball player, because I identified so long with being a professional and being good at what I do, and being a great hitter and being able to play five different positions and being able to be a good clubhouse presence and be a leader in a clubhouse. Hmm. And so I think moving into a transition, credit to my wife and kids, they were with it. They were there right there with me.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.